this is serious, even though the hacking didn't go into national security, didn't go into security breaches, classified information. I mean, the fact that it's happening so extensively and vastly means that we have to get a cybersecurity policy in place. We need to get our allies dramatically involved. We need to find ways to, you know, get some of the Arab states, the Muslim states, to cooperate too, because this is getting out of control.
Are you surprised that there hasn't been a larger breach, or do you look at Edward Snowden and say that is the breach of all breaches, and so, you know, hacking a Twitter account is nothing?
No, I'm worried that this is more extensive. I think we have to find a way to balance this technology with our security needs. No, I don't totally agree with Joe, but I think he's on a good side. I mean, what we have to prevent is the cyber breaching of classified information, of national security information relating to our nuclear weapons, right, our national security posture. I think privacy and our values are key. We have to maintain.
Now, where do you land between private and public sector? The issue that Eamon was talking about, if you're a big bank or any type of big private institution, when you go to the FBI, there's a big question, and then what the FBI is going to do with that information. How should that work?
I think what has to happen is there has to be an accord that involves liability protection. I think the private sector needs to be players in this. They can't just turn everything over without some kind of protection.